Jesus, we need you in this hour. Bring an awakening. Bring an awakening.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Bring an awakening.
We need an awakening.
Romans 13:11 says, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. And let's bring an awakening during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, if you're wondering who that singer is right there, that was my first album that I cut 5 or 6 years ago when I was discovered.
I didn't even recognize your voice, Tim. That's amazing.
You know, you don't want to play too much of it because it seems self-serving. You know what I'm saying?
Helping sell your own albums.
Well, yeah, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. But that was my first album.
You can tell the quality has only gotten better as the years have gone by.
As the succeeding albums have come out.
Give us a line, if you can.
Sing us a line.
Well, I just ate popcorn, and that can't.
Now, if you give me excuses.
Give
me a few hours, I can come back to you. But popcorn and you know.
He can probably do it around 12:05, you think, maybe Central Time?
Probably so. I probably have to be off the air.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Bust the speakers of the people listening. No, that was a gentleman by the name of Dustin. In case you're wondering, you said, I want to buy that CD. It was a gentleman by the name of Dustin Smith, and the song is called Bring an Awakening, and that's all I know, okay, about that. You're listening to Share-a-thon on AFR. Okay, let me reset here. Tim, that's me. Ed, that's you.
Yes.
Walker's over there. Steve's taking Fred's place. Steve,
yes, he has. Jordan. Good morning.
How you doing, Steve?
It's a good day here in Mississippi.
And Ray Pritchard. It's a good day in Kansas, too, Ray, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Gorgeous day here.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve?
Sir.
How are you?
I'm really good. I do have one little complaint, and it's not a complaint to anybody, just kind of a little irritated. I just found out yesterday that our barbershops are open. Ed said he got a haircut.
I did, last Friday.
And I called, and my favorite barbershop is open, but they're only open during the hours that I'm working. So I'm not sure how exactly to get down there. It's even more frustrating wanting to get a haircut and them being open and not being able to get down
Steve,
there.
So. Just go on lunch. Steve, there's this thing called, in short, PTO. Personal time off.
Or a haircut. Yeah, yeah. I guess I could do
or
that.
Or just go on your lunch hour, which is what I did Friday.
What's lunch?
Okay.
Or get the scissors out.
Yeah, I could do that.
That's right. That's the other option.
The one in your desk drawer.
Yes.
They work.
Depends how desperate you are, Steve.
I'm getting there. I am getting there, let me tell you.
Vanity, Steve. That's what it's called.
I guess. You're
okay.
Right.
Now, I am seeing some men around here who are, I'm not a believer in evolution, but I'm seeing some Cro-Magnons walking around.
See, the missing link has been discovered.
Guess, Ray.
Cro-Magnons. That's you're going back to the Magnum PI days,
right,
Tom Selleck.
Ed, do you not remember 7th grade science class with those pictures of the Cro-Magnon?
I better Google search before I get caught off without knowing what he's talking about.
Y'all think I'm making that up?
No, I thought you were making a joke. Cro-Magnon is what you're talking about. You said Cro-Magnum, and I thought you were doing a Tom Selleck reference, I thought.
Well, I can't remember exactly how it's pronounced. I just remember it was a picture of.
I remember Ed's last day. It was epic.
I thought you were messing with us.
One lesson we've learned here is that next go around with COVID 27, the hair salons stay open.
Absolutely.
That's right. We're taking a stand.
I'm not for dictatorship, but I think that one needs to be on the
list.
That's right.
Dictatorial rights of a president.
Yes.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on AFR. Ed, tell folks what we're doing, how they can give, and that
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
This is our 1 month delayed spring share-a-thon. We did that, folks. It would normally have been in April, but we postponed it to May because back in April, I know it seems like 100 years ago, but it was at the time when they were expecting a spike in the number of deaths in America. And we try to make our share-a-thons upbeat. We have a lot of fun. We're excited to be able to interact with our supporters. And we just didn't think it would be appropriate if the deaths were going to spike as high as they were predicting. And it didn't happen, but we had to make that decision. So this is our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Bring an Awakening. That's from Romans 13:11. And the number to call if you would like to give to support American Family Radio is 877-616-2396. You can go online to AFR.net. If you want to call, however, 877-616-2396. Now, with a one-time donation of $150 or more, you receive The Hilarious Highlights, Volume 6, that is from Trivia Friday, Learning University. Our very own J.J. Jasper goes through a year's worth of material and gets only the finest tomatoes and orange. No, only the finest and funniest of our Learning University Trivia Friday.
It's also intellectual dynamite.
It is. It is intellectual dynamite. So that is with a one-time donation of $150 or more, or if you would like to give a monthly gift of $30 or more, and we do encourage people to give monthly, it really does help us to kind of budget as efficiently as possible because we know exactly what's coming in. A monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive not only the Hilarious Highlights Volume 6, you also get the Bring an Awakening T-shirt, and we do have a design, I think, where you probably could see that on AFR.net.
Okay, and the phone number?
Yes, the phone number is 877-616-2396.
And please call and make a gift and be as generous as you can. Walker, we've had some folks already call in this morning, right?
We have. We had William from Montgomery, Alabama. We had Barbara from Knollwood, Texas. We had Patrick from Canal, Winchester, Ohio. We had Michael from Reynoldsburg, Ohio, Connie from Winchester, Virginia, Tack from TAK from Franklin, Tennessee, James from Towanda, Kansas. So people literally from states all across the country.
Franklin, Tennessee, we don't even have a station there. They must listen on the app.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners on the
app. Nashville.
Mm-hmm. A lot of listeners on our AFR app. It's free, and our website, AFR.net.
Steve, go ahead.
You might remember there is a campaign going on as we speak for President of the United States. President Trump has been known for singling out his opponents and giving them nicknames. Well, Joe Biden wanted in on the game, and so he has given the president a new nickname. I want you to listen to cut four.
Why have they failed to get this money out to the folks who desperately need it to stay afloat? Is it incompetence? Corruption? Trump was out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety. Reopen the country, end of quote. How are we supposed to do that if you're sitting on the money small businesses need in order to stay alive? Stop tweeting about it. Get the money out to Main Street now. It's there. It's been passed. This pandemic is hitting everyone hard. We need serious, competent leadership now more than ever.
I swear to you, I did not put the geese in the background. That was, they were really there.
Right. So when he was making fun of the president and calling him
Tweety,
there were geese honking in the background?
Geese honking in the background. And if you look at the video, there is also somebody that video bombed him. Somebody in the background walks looks, and then starts slowly backing away.
His handlers, his tech guys, I mean, this is like elementary IT 101.
I know.
Ray, you have a good internet connection, and you don't have geese in the background.
Ray, you could do a Saturday Night Live skit. It wouldn't be as funny as the real thing right there.
Well, because he was actually, that's about as coherent as we've heard Joe Biden in a while.
Yeah,
everybody that thinks that these days. Oh, okay. There's a sentence and there's a sentence. Then you hear him say President Tweety. Then you hear the geese and it just, oh, man.
I got to hear that. I need to hear that again. That's good.
Now, before we do,
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
This is a live deal he's doing?
It's a live interview from his basement. Yes.
So, okay. So to Walker's
point, doors are open in the back in his house where he's sitting. You can see it in the video. The doors are open, and Walker says there's some dudes walking around back there. I don't know if it's Secret Service or what.
Why do you not take several takes and then have it edited and put out there? Why do you take
these
risks?
I think it's live.
He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people.
This is not the only.
Shut the door.
Yes.
Shut the door.
Just close the door.
He don't keep out the geese.
All right. So, Tim, I want to hear this, too. I got to hear the geese.
This is live yesterday. Joe Biden trying to reach out to America.
Why have they failed to get this money out to the folks who desperately need it to stay afloat?
It's unbelievable.
Is it incompetence?
Yes.
Corruption?
Yes, it's incompetence.
Trump was out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety. Reopen the country. End of quote. How are we supposed to do that if you're sitting on the money small businesses need in order to stay alive? Stop tweeting about it. Get the money out to Main Street now. It's there. It's been passed. This pandemic is hitting everyone hard. We need serious, competent leadership now more than ever.
Oh, man, that's just classic. I would just use that as my ad if I were the Republican National Committee.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that because the president has been doing a little bit of his own. If you want to know how really to take somebody on, I don't know if President Trump feels so confident that he's just kind of gliding now, but listen to the latest Trump ad. This is Cut 9.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of what we call
Truth Over Facts.
Today, we're examining the curious case of Sleepy Joe and, you know, the thing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
The thing. Was Mr. Biden, who had access to our nation's top secrets during his disgraceful 8 years as vice president, trying to reveal state secrets? Some have suggested he was.
Yeah, bro, I was the first to tweet that I know the truth about the thing. I've seen every national treasure over 87 times.
So we spent the last few days digging around in search of truth over facts.
Thank you for sitting down with us. Let me ask, is there a second Declaration of Independence?
That's a Trump ad?
That's a Trump ad, yes, from the Trump campaign.
Well, Joe Biden might as well just batten down the hatches because it's going to get worse from here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the outrageous thing about what Joe Biden was saying was he was accusing the president of sitting on the money.
Right.
And not getting money to small businesses who need it, when that $3 trillion monstrosity that was passed by the House, even with 15 Democratic
objectors,
that $3 trillion monstrosity was not directed to small business. It was using that as an excuse to pass a progressive wish list.
Yeah, and if we go back a month, it was Nancy Pelosi who was sitting on not extending the payroll protection program, the PPP, for small businesses. She was showing the interviewer, I forgot what show it was, but she was showing him her big ice cream collection in her $30,000 freezer while the payroll protection program was out of money.
Yes.
And small businesses couldn't apply for it.
Yep.
What I find astonishing is there's any freezer in America that you pay $30,000 for or whatever. That's just
Nancy Pelosi does.
I think if you could have Dr. Doolittle join us to do an analysis of that.
Of what those geese were saying?
They were saying, liar, liar, pants on fire. But they were saying it over and over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But geese's English is very limited. So
My wife and I have had geese before, and so I do speak a little geese. And one of them was saying,
liar.
Joe Biden was inappropriate with my wife, was smelling her feathers and kissing the top of her head. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what one of the geese was saying.
Oh my goodness, that's we need to reset.
Bring this thing in,
Ray. Why don't you tell us what we're really doing here?
Well, we're here at Share-a-thon for American Family Radio, And it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to bring an awakening. We see the trouble all around us, and we're praying that God will bring an awakening to our culture, to our nation, to our world, and we want to be part of what God is doing. So, folks, we need your support. We need your prayers. We need your gifts to keep on doing what God has called us to do. Let's bring an awakening together for the glory of God.
Amen.
And the way you can help us do that, folks, obviously, as Ray said, you can pray for our ministry, American Family Radio, and you can also make a gift, a donation. Please be as generous as you can, because we need your financial support to stay on the air and to keep growing. We want to keep growing. You know that we were listed like in the top 5 or 6 ministries, I think, or organizations of any kind that impacted the 2016 election cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were surveyed by a survey of Christians all over the country. And so, you know, I'm just giving you one example of our impact. And when we talk about issues and tell people to get involved and stand up for the pro-life cause and all these things that are very, very important, judges, we want good judges in our country. We stand for good judges. All these things that we are making a difference in, then you can help us. We can't have a voice if we don't have the money to do our work, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. That calls in to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. You can also go online. It's very simple to give online at afr.net. afr.net. And if you go to afr.net and you make a donation and it's not deemed enough, you will get an instant email from us I call it a guilt email, which you get in your inbox until you send more. Now that wasn't enough.
Right.
So I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but we want to make sure people are give. No, I'm kidding about the email. Google and Yahoo and Facebook, they all might be watching you. But we're not watching you.
That's right.
On the internet. Well, we are delighted to have with us Sandy Rio. Sandy joins us most Tuesdays anyway. Sandy is co-host with me this morning. And tomorrow and the next day of Sandy Rios in the morning, as we have share-a-thons early in the morning. And Sandy joins us. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Better morning later.
After 3 cups of coffee and, yeah, and some good news on the news, I'm sure. Sandy, I wanted you to, I know you, tell our listeners what kind of response you get to your show on AFR, generally speaking. I know maybe you could cite one or two examples here, but you get a lot of response from our listeners all over the country, right?
Yes, and abroad. I think one of my favorite correspondencies recently was from a man in Ireland who listens every day. And it was really funny because he said, I don't even know how he found the show, but he said his language was not the language of evangelicals. He basically said, I'm basically not a God person. I haven't been, but I'm beginning to think about stuff like that. And I've been listening to you. And of course, he wrote in the kind of the vernacular of an Irishman, which was really funny. I could just hear his accent through the email. And so I went back and forth with him several times. And as far as I know, he's still listening. He was, I guess, in that seeker category mm-hmm. of listeners. So that was very, very cool. He talked about Northern Ireland and the conflict there. But also, I heard from, for instance, a pastor just last week who said he'd been in the ministry for 30 years, trying to faithfully preach the word to his congregation. But he and his wife have begun listening to my morning show. And he just said, I'm just becoming aware of so many things. And so now I have to say these things that sound, I do not like to repeat people's compliments, but I want to say this one because he said, you help us put this all together, help us to understand what's happening. And also from a biblical worldview, which is exactly what I feel, Tim, God has called me to do a long time ago, is to talk about all that's going on in this world and this culture and try my best to see it through the lens of God's Word and then to sort of speak about it in that lens, not giving chapter and verse, everything doesn't require a scripture verse, or sometimes verses and principles of Scripture are spoken through your communications in other ways. The principles can be taught without saying, you know what it says in, you know, Matthew 3, 4. Because then you limit your audience to a very scripturally based audience, and you shut out people who have very little knowledge or none. So that's what I try to do.
Yeah, and we always need to remember that obviously we have a lot of people who listen who have been Christians for a long time. They've studied the scriptures for a long time. They've gone to church for a long time. And then we have, Ray, we have new people who maybe they're baby Christians and they haven't heard all this that we talk about on AFR. Or they don't even know the Lord at all, Ray.
Well, they may come to us for any number of reasons, Tim. They may come because of the cultural analysis or because they're interested in politics, and it doesn't really matter. They come to American Family Radio. If they listen to us enough, they're going to understand we're not just socially conservative, which we are. We're not just politically conservative, which we are, but we're an evangelical ministry founded on our belief in the Word of God and that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, as people come, no matter what interest brings them in, they're going to hear good news. They're going to hear about Jesus Christ. They're going to understand why we believe the Bible. And even if they come to us as baby Christians, they're going through the Bible teaching programs that we carry. If you listen to us all week long, there's just a whole spectrum of things that mm-hmm. people can grow from here on American Family Radio. So that's why we say to anybody, come as you are, and let's grow together.
Amen. Hey, yeah, Tim, go ahead, Sandy.
Hearing Ray's voice, hello, Ray, it reminds me of my days back in Chicago radio when Ray used to be my guest, and my whole design for that show was different. We used secular music. We did really hip, edgy pieces all the time. We did a lot of humor, pop culture. I had Dr. Shelley Rubin, who was with ran Blum Animal Hospital in downtown Chicago, in for a pet segment, you know. So we had a lot of variety, and my plan was to bring in everyone, especially non-believers, and that's what did happen. We had incredible interactions. I had a man write me once. He was doing surveillance in a massage parlor, listening to me. I mean, bizarre things. I had, you know, political opponents. I had debates on the air, and I loved that. But I have to, let me just say, from a personal note, as a person who's done talk radio for so many years, I find our listeners refreshing to me, because this world is going through tremendous turmoil. And at this point in my life, as I present to them as best I can the wisdom that God has brought in through difficult times in my life, they give so much back to me, because there's so much spiritual depth among our listeners, not all of them, but many of them, and they really feed into me. And so I never thought I'd want to actually do that. My heart was for the lost more than it was for the church and believers. I felt God had called me to that, but this has been a great blessing to mm-hmm. me, and I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, I know that people who don't know the backstory here, Ray, you pastored in Chicago for how many years?
Right, almost 17 years.
And Sandy was on the radio there.
Was cutting edge. Everything she said totally true. And mm-hmm. I got
this
to
is in the 80s.
What's around
talking
Sandy
in the 80s?
And 80s
no,
and early
90s. No, yeah. It was like the mid-90s. Okay. I think I started in the mid-90s, okay. And I was there until 2001, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
And Sandy, you and I would get together and just talk about the Bible, the Lord, current events, and always a blast, always. And things are a little different here on AFR, Sandy. I mean, we're doing things a little bit differently, but the message is still the same. We're trying to help people understand current events from a solidly biblical point of view.
Mm.
Yeah, Ray and I didn't. It wasn't like talking to the pastor. I had Ray in because we would try to discuss these complex issues in a way that an unbelieving listener could understand. And Ray was great at that, and that's why I loved having him as a guest. So,
yeah, and then the way that happened was, it's funny because Ray would come down to Tupelo. Was it summer, Ray?
Right.
To visit your brother.
That's exactly right.
Who's a physician. Here, and we just happened to get together. But for that reason, we'd interview Ray about one of his books.
That's right.
And then, so we got to know Ray that way. And then I didn't know Ray knew Sandy, you know.
This is all new to me. Yeah. Right. I didn't know any of this.
It's our secret, right?
I know. It's just right. Goes. It's just you know, that's how the Illuminati got started. Right there. And if you don't know the
secret. You weren't supposed to say that in public.
And if you don't
our
know
secret
the,
is out.
You don't know the secret handshake, folks. You can't be in our club. Okay. Thanks, Sandy.
Oh, my pleasure. Good luck with raising money today. 877-616-2396.
We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
Tim Hastings, calling from Illinois. And my wife and I were in an automobile accident late afternoon on September the 12th. And early the next morning, about 3 a.m. in the morning to be exact, I was driving myself home from the hospital where my wife was still in the emergency room, stable but still there. And on AFR was a program in which a family was being interviewed who have a ministry all based on Psalm 91. And the guest on the program quoted the first two verses. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And that psalm has sustained me for 3 weeks now. And the Lord has just met all of our needs. And we are so grateful to Him for that and for a word of encouragement at 3 a.m. in the morning on the radio. Thank you.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
We liberate the captives. We activate the...
Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
We need an awakening.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening to AFR. Only twice a year do we talk about what our financial needs are. A lot of other groups and organizations spend a lot of time asking for donations and money. We don't do that. We only do that 6 days out of 365 days. So we appreciate everybody who's given already this morning or you gave by the mail prior to Share-a-thon. We thank you. Don't we, Walker?
We do. We thank them for calling in and donating to American Family Radio. I'll give out the number, the website, and then I want to thank a few folks by name that have called in and pledged. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the phone number to call in and donate to our spring Share-a-thon. You can also visit our website, AFR.net. AFR.net takes you about 2 minutes to donate online. Very simple, very secure way to give there on our website. The names I want to thank here, I have a couple folks by name. Dorothy from Montgomery, Texas. I want to thank Dorothy. I want to thank William from Macon, Georgia. Kurt from West Jefferson, Ohio. Robert from Van Wert, Ohio. The Kay from Florence, Alabama. David from Frankfort, Indiana. Cheryl from Festus, Missouri.
Has Nancy from San Francisco called in?
Yes, I saw her earlier.
You did?
Yeah, I remember her out of the out of the 800 names.
She donates some.
She can only donate with the Discover card though, so she's kind of out of luck.
Right, got a little problem.
She donates some tubs of ice cream.
Right.
All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Well, yes, Ed.
Yeah, I do want to make a couple of other announcements here. First of all, some of you may have noticed. I noticed on our Facebook crew, our normal viewers there, they're asking, How come we're still on? Today's Issues is usually from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time, Monday through Friday. However, during Share-a-thon, we are on for 2 hours. So we're on from 10 o'clock Central Time, 10:05 to noon Central Time. So for the next 3 days, you get an extra half hour of Today's Issues.
Well, Dr. Alistair Begg is normally on during this time, but and he will return Friday.
Right.
But we have to sort of interrupt sometimes our regularly scheduled programming, as it were, just so if people are reminded that, you know, we're breaking for a reason. We have to ask for gifts and donations to, so we can stay on the air.
Also, I was just going to also announce that general manager of American Family Radio, Jim Stanley, has announced a new challenge that is going on until 1 p.m. Central Time, and it's called a brown bag special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first time I remember the brown. I've ever heard of the brown bag special, so I had to text Jim.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yeah, I'm serious. The brown bag special. I'd never been on when we've had one, and what that is you add $100, or $100 is added to every gift you give until 1 p.m. Central Time. It's called the Brown Bag $100 Special. So a one-time addition of $100 to your gift. This is from donations that have already come in specifically for these kinds of challenges. So $100 will be added to our Share-a-thon for every gift that you give.
So, Ed, if I give $50.
Yes.
A one-time gift of $50. How much will that end up being?
Let me add that up. That would be $150. So that is what the brown bag is. Right. The brown bag $100 special. The number to call to give if you would like $100 added to your gifts here at our Bring an Awakening Spring Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
For folks who are new, maybe they're new to American Family Radio, we don't just have our headquarters here in Tupelo, but we have a very expansive network. We have approximately 180 radio stations across the country in over 30 states. So these are each individual radio tower sites that we have to maintain and operate and keep all the equipment going. So when you donate, not only does your money go to keep our operations here at our headquarters going, but it also goes to keeping our 180 radio stations on the air.
All right, Steve, next story.
Well, first of all, because we're not with Alistair Begg right now, I want to volunteer Ed for doing the rest of this show with a Scottish brogue, if that's okay.
Scottish
people who are looking for Alistair don't feel left out.
Scottish brogue. Now, if I start it, I will slip into a Charmigora, an Irish accent. Lucky Charms. So I guess I could do Sean Connery.
There you go.
Our name is Sean Connery. That's the closest I can get to Scottish.
You did do a Scottish-Irish differential right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, all right, Steve. Thank you. You guys have been talking about some of the orders that are still going on in the states, and I know you talked about Oregon and the back and forth that's going on there and how some of these governors and mayors and such don't want to give up power. Well, the same thing is going on in New Jersey, where the governor there has decided that these orders are going to stay for an unspecified amount of time. There were some protesters. People in America are now getting a little bit tired of these things, is starting to protest. Well, there were some protesters out in front of a gym in Belmar, New Jersey, and they were saying, open up, open up. The New Jersey Belmar police captain, his name is Scott Parker, came out to enforce the law. He said, I'll let you hear what he said. This is Cut 5.
We are and were only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
It's the best.
Formally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
You're just not enforcing it.
Unfortunately, the chief of police there has sent them back out or something. Isn't there an update on that? Or
I have not heard one, but it could be.
Okay, so there are folks in the city and state and local government who just won't give this up.
Yeah, and up the road in New York, de Blasio is only hiring Navy SEALs now.
to drag out of the ocean.
To drag them out of the ocean.
Anyone who's out there swimming.
If you want to be a policeman in New York City, you must be able to go after criminals in the water.
Hold your breath.
Huh? You're listening to the program Today's Issues. It's our Bring an Awakening Spring Share-a-thon. Go ahead, Steve.
President Trump is saying that he is not going to give any more money to the WHO. This is the World Health Organization, and that he is freezing their funding in place. Apparently, there was a White House investigation and found out that they were kind of in cahoots with China, that they helped China hide this from the world for several weeks, if not a month or so. And so President Trump, of course, the United States, like with every international organization, we tend to be the biggest donor. And so President Trump is freezing that. Says until he's given 30 days to clean up their act, and then they'll consider giving the money
so
back.
So you're telling me that President Trump's decided with that money that it will be sheltered in place.
That's right.
That's right. It's quarantined.
By the way, I was thinking about these mayors that tend to want to keep these things in place forever. The mayor and the governor of Share-a-thon did see the necessity to put Share-a-thon in stay in place, but he did not hold onto power and has released Share-a-thon. So now Share-a-thon is open thanks to governor and mayor Tim Wildman.
That was a long way to go for
wasn't
a
it?
Joke.
That was good. You got there.
I don't know. You could be a governor and a mayor at the same time.
That's right. Special rules.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess, thank you for that, Steve.
You're
I guess.
Very welcome.
I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not. I think it was. All right. Walker, get the phone number again for people who want to give to AFR, and then Steve's got another story.
And tell them about this here brown bag special.
Yeah, we've got a brown bag special going on right now.
Yes. Now that Ed has explained what the brown bag special means, what it means from now until 1 p.m. Central, $100 will be added on to your gift of any amount. So if you give $25, it'll turn into $125. If you give $50, it'll turn into $150, so on and so forth. From now until 1 p.m. Central, here's the number to call in, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can visit our website, afr.net.
Please call in and be as generous as you can. Make as large a donation as you can. We'd very, very much appreciate that. Maybe you're listening and you can make a gift of $10,000 or $20,000, and you want to say, hey, I want to make this gift to AFR to help them with their radio network and their ministry, but I also want to challenge other listeners, so I want to give this as a challenge. So you can call us and make that pledge as well. So call us here at American Family Radio and make a gift. Again, the phone number to reach us here is 877-616-2396. So far today, we have 919 called-in pledges. That is outstanding.
Thank you. It's a great start.
We're just not even halfway through the first day of our three-day share-a-thon, and we're already bumping close to 1,000 pledges. And typically when we end share-a-thon on Thursday evening, we'll be at around 13,000 families who decided to give to AFR. We understand the economy being down now. That may affect some of you. You're unable to give as much as you have in the past, or I don't know, if you're out of a job, you may not be able to give any at all. But then a lot of you, you know, are able maybe to give a little bit more this time to make up for it. Whatever the case is, whether you can give zero or whether you can give 10 times what you've normally been giving, we just thank you for praying for us and for listening to American Family Radio. And maybe if you can't give now, you can give next share-a-thon. Right. So we know a lot of people are affected by the downturn in the economy because of the coronavirus situation. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Walker, Steve, and Ray. Next up, next story, Steve.
We've been talking a little bit about the next stimulus package that the Congress is working on. The House has passed a $3 trillion stimulus package bill. I can't believe we're talking about numbers in the trillions like they're, you know, pocket change, but that's what's going on. And Republicans are a little concerned that there are some money going in there to bail out states. States like California, who don't manage their money particularly well, and maybe one of the reasons is we just found out yesterday that Governor Newsom has freed up $75 million for a fund where he is going to pay illegal immigrants $500 a person up to $1,000 per household.
With taxpayer money?
Well, that's the only kind of money California has.
Duly noted. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what you get more of?
Democrat voters?
Well, when you incentivize something, guess what? You get more of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So if you're going to give away free money, can you give away money that's bound? I don't know.
Well, they're giving away money that's not theirs.
Yeah, they're giving away, right. giving away money to people here who are here illegally. Now, that's going to only encourage. That's only going to encourage more people to come here.
Yeah.
Illegally, it's insanity. But what's going on here too is this $3 trillion that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats passed in the House of Representatives. A couple of purposes for that amount. Primarily, in my opinion, it's to get more people hooked on federal money. So that they more dependent on the Democrat Party for the long haul. That's what's going on here. Because the Democrats would love nothing more to have so many Americans dependent on federal tax dollars for their income, at least partial income, that they have no choice but to keep on voting Democrat. They're like a drug lord. That gets people hooked on crack cocaine. I mean, that's the way I look at it. The other thing is the Democrats, like in California, they want more illegals to come here. They want more people to come here illegally. I don't know exactly why they want more. They got more than they can handle now. They got an enormous homeless problem in California.
Right.
It is part of the secular progressive movement that doesn't really make any sense to me, Ed. California's always going to vote blue now, so there's no point in, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, but as you said in the last hour, the elections have consequences, and you get the kind of government you deserve.
Californians, they want more illegals to come.
In general. Yes. The majority of voters obviously do because
they want more people to come here illegally.
That's who they are sending to office in the legislature, which is run by the Democrats,
right.
And the governor's mansion, and Elon Musk, the billionaire inventor,
Tesla,
Tesla autos, but he also is making plans to visit Mars and be in space, those kind of things. He was saying, take the red pill. In other words, vote Republican. And he's saying that to Californians. Whether they do or not, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But Steve, you do get the yeah. government you deserve.
Steve, you're from there.
I am.
And then, Ray, you comment after this, after Steve gets through. But you're from California. California went from, in the 70s, being Ronald Reagan.
And they had Wilson in the 80s and 90s, too.
Being the governor.
And Arnold.
Arnold.
Yeah, but
Arnold.
The Republicans became more and more liberal.
Yes.
And now it's full-fledged secular progressives.
Republicans are an afterthought in that state.
Yeah, you don't have a chance.
You really don't.
It's not unfair to say Democrats, Californians, they like this kind of government where you hand out money to illegals. They think that's compassionate. That's a good thing to do, right?
They do think that. Now, it has to catch up with them at some point when property taxes or other taxes get so high that people start, like Elon Musk saying...
Not if the federal government will bail you
true.
Out.
Yeah,
that's true. Valid.
That's true.
So, anyway...
Yeah, anyway. Businesses... Elon Musk is even talking about moving to Texas or somewhere else with his car manufacturing. Whether he'll do that, we'll just have to see because that's a lot of money. The migration cost there is probably pretty high. But nonetheless, you've seen this over the past few years, not just during this current situation, but businesses have been flocking to Texas and other red states because the taxes there are lower and businesses are able to thrive more. So that's a good thing for those states, but not good for the blue ones.
Ray, your thoughts on this?
Well, I was thinking about that special election out in California last week where a conservative Trump-backed Republican flipped a district back from blue to red, which suggests to me, Tim, there are more conservatives in California than we might think. Yes, it is overwhelmingly liberal, but Ronald Reagan was the governor there, right? He carried California twice. That was back in the 80s. Would it be impossible for now? They're going to go blue, and the state's going to go for whoever the Democrats run this fall. We know that. But I don't think that it's a lost cause. That election last week reminds us that when you have principled conservative people who can articulate clearly and have a winning personality, even in California, conservatives could still win.
Yep. Okay, if you want to believe that.
I tried to make that as persuasive as possible.
Yeah. All right. I'm teasing with Ray, folks. Yeah, there are pockets. There are pockets in California where, as Ray just noted, one.
You know, I guess, Tim, what I want to say is I just think the Republican Party out there is in disarray. It could be better than it is, I suppose.
The Democrats got an upper hand there in the legislature, and they started passing these kind of rezoning laws, and they just piled on, basically.
I don't believe that. If a government is going to hand out money to people who have come here illegally and reward them,
right?
I don't think they need any federal tax dollars,
right?
Because they are thumbing their nose at federal immigration laws,
And the California taxpayers.
California is saying we don't believe in a border,
right,
between us and Mexico. Tear it down. We don't want to see it. And, well, what are you going to do with all those illegals who come here? You can't support them. Well, we're going to ask Washington, D.C., the federal government, to give us money so we can.
Right.
Wait a minute. The federal government says we have to have immigration laws, and we have to have a border to secure ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Well, we don't believe in that. So you're telling me on one hand you don't believe in supporting the federal government who wants to control the border, and on the other hand you want the federal government to bail you out when you let illegals flood in.
Right.
Right. That's what we believe.
Yeah, and
that's modern progressivism.
Right. If Washington begins making a habit of bailing out states on a frequent basis, we already have a spending problem in Washington with the federal budget, but that will multiply times 50 with 50 states all spending reckless amounts of money and then just go into the printing press at the Treasury Department to get their bank accounts.
That's what Nancy Pelosi
reimbursed.
And the Democrats want.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're set at $3 trillion. They want state dependency on Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
That way, then who's the most powerful party and person in the country? The Democrats in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want.
And let me get real conspiratorial here. I know we don't generally do that. We frown upon it. Okay, so who would be the beneficiaries? Let's say, you know, there's an old expression. I made it up. I'll admit this, is sometimes you tip over the canoe to see if you can get a hold of the paddles, okay, in the chaos. Yes, I invented that. You can use that.
Wait, hold on a second. Sometimes you tip over the canoe
to see if you can come up with the paddles
in
the chaos. Okay,
right. That's
good. So let's just kind of work this out. So the scenario that you two gentlemen have been laying out here, okay, we have federal spending going through the roof. Now the states want in. They want to continue to recklessly spend and then have the federal government bail them out. And let's say we drift along to economic collapse. So who benefits from that? I'll tell you who benefits. The Marxists, who have hated this country for 150 years and want to wipe the slate clean and create something in its place. So I'm talking about the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and all those other deep state socialists and even communists, and they're the ones who would benefit from this country being driven off a cliff. And the useful idiots, like the secular progressives, will hand them the paddles if they continue to send us down that path.
Well, it would actually be a river.
Yes, thank you. I need to stay on my metaphors.
Stream. I wanted you. It was a great talk, but you needed to close it.
I didn't close it. I know. What I needed was some geese honking in the background.
That's right.
For me to really bring that to a close. You see what I'm saying?
No,
who benefits?
Saying. Yeah.
If we have economic collapse.
Right.
The Marxists.
Marxists.
Those who want to remake America in their own.
The people
image.
Who don't like that Constitution because
right.
it keeps getting in their way.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. Other than that, it's all good. it's all good. Bring an Awakening is the name of our is the theme for our Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. And if you're one of the 994 families or individuals that have given already this morning, we just want to say thank you very much for your gifts this morning. We're closing in on $200,000 pledged. I think we're at 184 right now. And we just want to say thank you very, very much for your belief in AFR. If you want to make a gift to AFR for our Share-a-thon, a donation, please be as generous as you can to help us out here at AFR. Our telephone number to call in is 877-616-2396. Again, it's 877-616-2396. The website to give for American Family Radio is simply afr.net. Steve, got time for one more story.
Yeah, let's go up to Alaska. I want to take you to the little town of Gustavus, Alaska, which if you look at the map, it's kind of on that finger that reaches down south along Canada of Alaska. If you picture the map, they got that little finger that reaches down in the south part of the kind of a peninsula. Gustavus is a very small town with no roads coming in or out. And with this pandemic and with some recent storms, the ability for food to get to this community was cut off. So one of their grocers, Toshua Parker, who owns Icy Strait Wholesale in Gustavus, decided he was going to take matters into his own hands. He took the 14-hour journey to Costco in Juneau, some 50 miles away, picks up $30,000 worth of milk, soil, meat, eggs, basically everything basics, and brings it back to his town in Gustavus. Pretty
that's my
heroic
kind of man
stuff.
Right there.
Yeah,
that's a man's man. So he went out and bought this huge.
Can you imagine being in line behind him at Costco?
They probably had to close it down.
Huh? And what if he whips out coupons?
Yeah. By the way, I have some coupons for that.
For my 30 grand that's worth right. of groceries here, I got here this one. That may be
how many
expired.
Shopping carts does that take?
Oh, you know? Man.
Ma'am, can you? Is this one expired?
List of essentials.
Yes.
Did you include soil in that?
Yeah, that's what the article that I'm reading included.
Soil?
I thought he said soil and meat, and I just wondered what that was.
No, soil and meat. I guess, I don't know why, maybe.
Potting soil?
It could be, and it could be that at that point up in Alaska, the soil is maybe a little too frozen or too cold.
I thought I heard it right.
This is how this went down. And he pulled up to Costco and went around back to the loading dock and just intercepted the 18-wheeler. Yeah. He just said, go back up there. See my barge over here?
Just empty
park
it in there.
On the barge.
I can tell you one thing. I watched enough of those Alaskan backwoods mountain men TV shows to know those guys may be eating soil.
And digesting it. That's the kind of mess.
It's got zinc and hydrochloric in it.
They're a different breed right there.
Yes, sir.
Those people. Ray, thank you.
You bet.
And
thank
Steve,
you
appreciate it.
My privilege.
My thanks to Ed, Walker, Brent, and Fred. And we thank you for listening to AFR. Bishop E.W. Jackson is straight ahead here on American Family Radio, followed by Brian Fisher and Nikki and Will and let's see, Alex and Bert. And on through the afternoon. We'll see you later, folks.